USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has announced his 2024 presidential run.
If you nominate me, you can set your clock to January 20th, 2025 at high noon, because on the west side of the U.S. Capitol, I will be taking the oath of office as the 47th president of the United States.
The Republican made the initial announcement on Twitter Wednesday, saying he's ready to lead, and criticized President Joe Biden. DeSantis trails former President Trump by a wide margin in every nationwide poll ahead of the GOP primaries, but he's been favored to be the one to beat Biden in 2024 in several swing state polls. Progress is being made in negotiations between the White House and Republicans on a bill to raise the debt ceiling. That's what Speaker Kevin McCarthy told reporters on Capitol Hill Wednesday afternoon. Democrats and the White House, meanwhile, continue crying foul.
What we've been dealing with for the past couple of weeks, a manufactured crisis.
Republicans have said they wanted to begin budget negotiations months ago. Several Republican proposals have been characterized by Democrats as unacceptable. Student loan forgiveness is one step closer to not happening.
House Republicans have passed a plan to cancel President Biden's student loan forgiveness program, and that is not sitting well with the White House.
The same Republican lawmakers objecting to student debt relief are refusing to cut billions of dollars in handouts to big oil. They even had their own loans forgiven.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the president will veto that bill if it makes its way to his desk. The plan would give up to $20,000 in loan forgiveness to borrowers. I'm John Schaefer.
The music world's paying tribute to Tina Turner. A spokesperson for the music icon said she died peacefully Wednesday at the age of 83 after a long illness. This is USA News.
So, you need life insurance, right? Protection for your family? But who has time to meet with an agent? You're busy. But what if there was a better way? A way to protect your family, your loved ones, make sure you can send your kids to college, keep the family home, no matter what happens? Well, you can. With no agent visit, no medical exam, no blood work, none of the stuff that makes life insurance a hassle. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Ethos Life Radio is a 100% online buying platform for life insurance powered by Ethos. We match you after a simple online interview with a life insurance policy that matches your needs at the best price. EthosLifeRadio.com shops your policy to over 100 carriers instantly to get you the best price. And best of all, EthosLifeRadio.com is a marketplace. This is not a lead source. Your information will not just be sold with endless emails, calls, and texts. We give you the opportunity to buy life insurance online. Simple. In less than 15 minutes online. With no medical exam if you qualify. Do the right thing for your family today. Go to EthosLifeRadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com.
The U.S. is apparently filled with so-called play deserts. Researchers at the University of Georgia found many areas in the country have few safe, free parks and playgrounds for kids. Experts say kids who don't have access to a playground or park are more likely to sit in front of a screen more often. Thanks to a judge's ruling, the parents of murder victim Gabby Petito will get to see a letter from Roberta Laundry to her late son, Brian, Petito's fiancé and suspected killer. Petito's parents' attorney, Patrick Riley, explained the so-called burn-after-reading letter and how it might shed light on what Laundry's mother knew.
In my mind, that clearly shows that she knew that Gabby Petito was deceased.
Laundry family attorney Matt Lucas says the letter is just a reference to a book.
The premise of that book is you can write your personal thoughts down and have that outlet, but then you burn it after writing it.
The judge in the case denied access to the Laundry's bank records. Attorney General Merrick Garland honoring law enforcement officers for National Missing Children's Day Wednesday.
There is no cause more worthy of honor. The Department of Justice is honored to stand with you.
The day highlights efforts of agencies, organizations, and individuals to protect children. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.